Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. I am Lilac Boots, and welcome back to The Scroll. I have my fabulous co-host with me, Frank. What's up, Frank?
Hey, everybody.
So yeah, I know last time we covered the VGA nominees. It's been a while since the event started, and also, you know, life and everything else got in the way, holidays, things like that. But I will say that I did enjoy the VGAs, you know, just to comment on where we left off last time. I did enjoy the award ceremony. I did think it was funny when they pranked Christopher Judge. I know a lot of people didn't think that was funny. I thought it was funny. But yeah. Anyway, first of all, I have two complaints this week. Video game wise, and then, you know, we can talk about Xbox. This is a bit of an Xbox episode. Sorry for your PlayStation and Nintendo people. That's just,
if y'all are still believing that there's a console war at your big age, please.
Very true. Thank you, Frank.
You're welcome.
Well, first of all, first complaint I have is probably something a lot of people won't notice unless you specifically play this game in the same specific way that you play this game. But my first complaint is about Age of Empires. Now, Microsoft, I appreciate you releasing all the definitive editions on Game Pass and, you know, all the other wonderful stuff, but fam, it's maybe it's just me, maybe I'm just that being inattentive about it, but I'm not getting the achievements when I complete certain things. Now, it's not just me. I know other people have looked online and I've seen people try to bust their butt doing certain things. And mind you, this is like campaign stuff. This is not just regular, you know, I'm going to create a town and attack the other town and get some little stupid little side achievement or whatever. This is the campaign where there are multiple levels, and I didn't notice until I passed maybe three of them that I wasn't getting any achievements for any of the things that I was doing. So, Microsoft, I need you to fix that. I need you to get on it and do something, because I was playing Age of Empires 2 for a good afternoon on Friday, I think, and I didn't get any of the rewards for my hard work. I'm just saying.
You know who doesn't have that problem? Sony.
Well, here's the thing, though. I don't know any Sony games I can play on the PC unless they come through Steam. So Steam and Microsoft are two different things. Steam hardly has ever given me problems. But Microsoft, your fucking Xbox app, and whatever the case, you need to fix it. I did see some people comment in the forum, in the Age of Empires forums, that there's a specific fix where you could fix it. I haven't tried it yet, but I feel like I shouldn't have to. Microsoft, what the hell? If I get to a certain point, I should get rewarded for that. Give me my damn GP points or whatever the fuck it is. Alright, anyway. Next. This was something that was brought to me by my coworker. Shout out to my coworker. He knows who he is. We were actually at work when he brought this up to me. I will say that the Suicide Squad game isn't out yet. I think it's supposed to come out February 5th, 6th, something like that. Anyway, so IGN decided to review that game. And aside from other people's actual legitimate complaints, these fools put in their review that the Flash was too fast. Yes, you heard me correctly. They said the Flash was too fast. What the hell? What game did you think you were playing? It's the Flash. Of course he's too fast. That's the point. That's the damn point. Jesus Christ. Oh my God. The Flash was too fast. That's like saying Superman was too strong. I mean, I don't understand what's going on. Oh my God.
He probably was for them. You just didn't read that far.
Oh my God. Jesus. Yeah, but that was the main point that everyone had an issue with in that review, was that they said that the Flash was too fast. I
Now,
just don't understand
I
what did don't.
you want him to be? Because if he's any slower than that, you're gonna be mad. Why was the Flash so slow?
He's not supposed to be slow. He's literally. That's why they call him the fastest man alive. He's supposed to be that fast. He's supposed to be so fast that before you can even think, it's out for you. Like, that's the whole point. Oh my God, fucking IGN. Anyway, just all I have to say about that particular point of their review. I actually didn't look up the specific person who did it, but that just, well, first of all, let me give you a little bit of background about me and my relationship with IGN. First of all, I already didn't respect them because years ago, when a certain show called Sense8 came out, these niggas gave it a 2 out of 10. I don't understand how you think a show that great, mind you, this is like, I want to say, first season? Yeah, the first season, they gave it a 2 out of 10. I don't know what the fuck they were watching, but that's just no. That show's not a 2 out of 10, okay? If anything, it's a outside of standing, it's an 8 out of 10, okay? Me personally, I think it's a 10 out of 10, 12 out of 10. But if you want to get real, okay, that show is an 8 out of 10. Like, come on, let's stop it right now. Like, just let's just stop, okay? Then when the person who I knew back then at the time, somebody I used to know, that showed me that review. They said that, oh, well, you know, I kind of make feel like it's a little legitimate because the person who did the review is the editor in chief of IGN. I don't give a damn who he is. That means he doesn't know what he's talking about. I don't care if he's the editor in chief. So I already was just like, all right, IGN low key doesn't know what the fuck they're talking about. Now, fast forward 10 years later, they want to say the Flash is too fast. What am I supposed to think about IGN? Like, that's crazy to me. What am I supposed to think? Like, this just every so everybody understands my point of view of IGN before they said what the fuck they said about the Flash. I was already there. So just, you know. I don't even think I looked at the review number because I was just so stupefied at what they said specifically.
No, that's fine.
Like, I didn't even look at it. Hang on.
That is a wild thing to say about the Flash, though. Like, who believes the Flash is supposed to be fast? That's weird.
It's so. Oh my God. Go ahead.
I'm gonna be honest. I haven't heard anything really positive about the game except for like the voiceover actors do a good job, and I'm not interested. I'm really interested in playing a looter shooter version of Arkham game. You could just give me an Arkham game with individual chapters, and like I can go back and forth. Like Harley's chapter, we have to go deal with the Bat. You know what I mean? Like hers is specifically Batman related stuff because she's a Gotham villain. Same with Captain Boomerang. He could be in Central City because he's a Flash villain. But no, we have to sit here and deal with looter shooter mechanics.
I mean, I will say that's I understand like a lot of people didn't like those mechanics, but I'm just from my point of view, I was already hang on 1 second. I think they gave it a oh wait, no, this is old. Sorry. No, never mind. Anyway, from my point of view, that didn't really bother me, maybe because the way I looked at it was like similar to Sunset Overdrive, and you have to do that in Sunset Overdrive, so it didn't like bother me that much. And you know how much I love that game. So that yeah, it just wasn't I will say I think the tutorial could have been a little bit better. Just for me, just from going through tutorials and stuff. I'm not one of those people that say F it and skip the tutorial. Like I need to go through it. But yeah, I just it wasn't as bad as people were saying it was. But I will say that it's just that's one sentence I will never say out of my mouth that the Flash is too fast. Like that's just ridiculous. That is beyond like that's just you just weren't thinking when you said that. I was like, all right. All right. So those are my two complaints. So away from the negative crap, I will say that another game that I'm actually now starting to after like 10 years I'm looking forward to, which is Skull and Bones. I will say that when Skull and Bones, excuse me, Skull and Bones was first introduced, I didn't think that, well, I didn't think much of it because they basically just took the the naval warfare mechanics from Black Flag and just decided to make a separate game. But
I
then when I
mean,
yeah, go ahead.
to be fair, that's not a bad idea because those naval warfare mechanics were really good.
They were, and they were really fun, especially when you attack the forts. But my whole thing was before I knew the background of it, I was just like, okay, well, why this isn't this just like a DLC for Black Flag? And then come to find out, when I looked it up, it's supposed to be a DLC for Black Flag. But then they decided to make it a separate thing. But then as time like went on, I kind of lost faith in it because I think they showed it at E3 in like 2017 or something like that, and they just kept delaying it, which I know a lot of people don't like delays, but me personally, I would rather you delay it until it looks better than you just throwing out shit. But yeah, I finally seen a little bit of some clips and things like that. I will say that I don't like how they're calling it story driven because it kind of isn't.
I heard from a friend of mine that the boarding and the sword fighting is not an option. There is no swashbuckling, and when you go to board a ship, it's only a cutscene. So I'm not happy about that. I want to swash some buckles.
Okay. Yeah, that's a con of that. Yeah, 'cause I when I read a bit of funny enough, IGN's review of it, they basically were just like how it's not a story like they kept calling it story driven, but when they explained it wasn't, because they basically were just like there's no like linear campaign. It's just you basically just going through the motions of like attacking ships and so on and so forth. They were like the only way that it makes it somewhat campaigny is that there are certain characters that don't unlock unless you take like certain missions. So it's like you would have to like speak to certain people in order to get like deeper into the game, which they said it was frustrating because you could only get certain things for your ship and for your crew once you spoke to certain people. So that's like probably the only way that where it's like a mainline campaign or whatever the case you want to call it. But
Right.
yeah, that's pretty much it. But yeah, I still think the way it looks is kind of cool. The which what your friend said, and also from what I read, it still isn't enough to sort of deter me from at least trying it. I still want to try it when it finally releases. But that's really about it. Just from what I read and what I've been told, it does sound a tad bit more disappointing than what I was expecting. But I think I'll still give it a chance. So. Yeah, that's pretty much it for Skull and Bones. You got anything else to say about it?
I really wished it was gonna be more pirate, like with the swashbuckling. Like I would have been more interested if like I was curious about that. Like it was gonna let me sword fight and like, you know, take a ship or something like that, but it seemed like it took half the fun out of the game. Because the controls aren't always great. Like it was fun for Black Flag, but knowing that after a certain point I could board somebody else's ship was really, you know, worth it. So if they take that away, I don't want it.
So next, I wanted to talk about Xbox Developer Direct. I'm sorry I didn't watch it live because I actually didn't find out about it until I saw some information about a new Indiana Jones game, and that's what led me to find out that even Xbox Developer Direct even happened. So it happened on Thursday. It was around, was it 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock? It was sometime in the afternoon. But basically, they just showcased five games from I think, well, excuse me, five Xbox exclusive games from developers. And basically just showing that showing like how they were working on it inside their studio, things like that, just to show you like some small like behind the scenes stuff of like what they're working on. So they started off with Senua's Saga, Hellblade 2, which is made by the developer company Ninja Theory. That's the only sequel on the list. I haven't played this series. I just know I do remember though at one video game award show. I don't remember if it was last year or the year. Sorry, not the one that just passed, but the one before that, or the one before that, where the voice actress won an award. I don't remember which one it was, but I do remember her getting an award for like best voice acting or whatever the case. But I've never played that series. Have you?
No, but I kind of wanted to, but I heard it was like real heavy, so I was like, ooh.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it did. I did get those vibes just from like the trailers and stuff. It just seemed like so dark and all of that. So, but good luck to them. They're still working on it. It's supposed to come out sometime this year. The next game they showed was called Avowed. So this is supposed to be like a typical RPG. And I will say the one thing that was interesting about them, well, first it's made by Obsidian Entertainment. And what was interesting was that the main character was a black female. So that's what caught my attention first. But it doesn't seem like outside of that there was anything particularly different about it. It seemed like the typical RPG, bone rogues, bow and arrows, mages, same old, same old. I, still give it a chance. There was nothing about it that annoyed me or would deter me from trying it at least. But that's basically just from what I saw from the showcase. Next game they showed is called Visions of Mana. This is from Square Enix. And yes, it is your typical Square Enix game. It's like a JRPG basically. And this is like their first it's not a spin-off, it's like one of their first direct sequels in like 15 years or 12 years, they said, something like that. Because there's a whole Mana series, which I've actually never played any of them, but this is a brand new one. I was gonna say it kind of looks like Genshin Impact a little bit, like just from the visuals and everything, but obviously it's more rooted in Genshin Impact came from China, but this game obviously was from Japan, and obviously they put they heavily put the J in the JRPG in this game. But I think that people that normally play JRPGs would like it. Again, it's not something that's very different from other JRPGs that I've seen, but I think that you would enjoy it. It seemed like a really nice, really cute game. The developers seemed really excited about it. It was nice to see them and see what they're working on. And it was funny because the main I'm so sorry I forgot his name, but the main creator of the game, he said that some of the creatures in the game he's literally had in his head since he was in elementary school. So I thought that was cool that he finally got to see some of his ideas just like come to fruition like all these years later. So I thought that was nice. Yeah, that was it. As far as like Visions of Mana, that's also supposed to be coming out sometime this year. I
The
think oh
trailer
go.
looks pretty cool. Like, there's some pretty neat stuff he's doing in the trailer. And it looks like an action RPG style where, like, you're constantly fighting, but you don't have turn. It's not turn-based, so it looks like
Yeah, no, it's not
pretty good.
turn-based. Yeah. So that was it for that. That game is also supposed to be coming out sometime this year. I think the only game that has like a sort of almost direct date is maybe Senua Saga, I think. I think that's supposed to come out during the summer, if I'm not mistaken. But the next game I would like to talk about is called Ara History Untold. It's made
This
by
is all right up your alley, man.
It sure is. It's made by Oxide Games, and from what I could tell, yes, it definitely, like Frank said, is 100% right up my alley. It looks extremely similar to Civilization, but also similar to Age of Empires. It's like they kind of put those two games and smushed them together. And the way they explained that game was that they didn't want it to be like you having like the typical choices that you normally have in Civilization and also Age of Empires. Because I know with Civilization, there's like only six ways that you can win. And they decided that instead of you basically holding on to that one victory, you simultaneously can win in any victory during your gameplay. Which they felt like was kind of unique, but the thing is with Civilization, if you had, especially Civilization 6, if you adjust the settings, you can make it where you can win by any victory. So I have to look into that more because they tried to make it seem like that was particularly unique about that game, but that's actually not that unique. So I'd have to play it to see what they
Sanity making
meant.
me mad, man. They be trying to be a peaceful country and not attack nobody, and the computer just be aggressive and starting wars with me, and then I have to focus on my military, and then I don't want to stop because you're not going to pick on me as a tiny nation trying to survive, and I end up winning by military strength. That's not fair.
Yeah, see, I've been through that exact train of thought of playing Civilization. So what you can do is actually you can adjust the settings in Civilization where if you want to win just by a certain way, you can do that. Like, even though I understand not wanting to get picked on, I 100% understand that. But you
Leave
can adjust it. You can adjust
me
it.
alone, Crusher. I'm trying to grow crops over here.
You can adjust it where if you want a like a religious victory or if you want a culture victory, domination is the military one, and I know I'm missing two. One is a score victory, which I actually don't, I think score is like an amalgamation of like all of them put together. And I know I'm missing one.
I'm gonna start going after religious victory and just cause a crusade.
Oh yeah, no, listen, because let me tell you a funny story about Civilization. So I was playing Civilization 4. Mind you, this is before I think 5 was out and 6 wasn't out yet. I was playing Civilization 4, and this man, I forgot who it was. I don't know if it was Cheech Chin Hong or if it was Gandhi. I don't know who it was, but these fools
Probably
kept
Gandhi
sending
fake peaceful ass.
somebody kept sending military troops into my country. I said, okay, you want to play that game? Yo, I sent mad missionaries to their country and I won the religious victory. I was like, get the fuck out of here. We're not doing that. We're not doing that. I was like, okay, victory won. I was like, we're not doing that. So, that's basically how I won that civilization game. And this game that we just spoke about, Our Own History Untold, is very similar to that. And I can't wait till it comes out so I can at least try it. And finally, so the game that finally led me to all of this was Indiana Jones. There's going to be a brand new Indiana Jones game that comes out this year, and I will say that I'm very excited about this game. And the article I was reading did say that, you know, basically throughout video game history, there hasn't been a super great Indiana Jones games. They did mention the Lego Indiana Jones games, which I personally love, and that's actually how I got started with the Lego games, was Lego Indiana Jones, the first one. And that one was just great. So I mean, they just showed, also they mentioned another one that used to be on, probably dating myself when I say this. What was the name of that damn, not MS-DOS, it was something else. It was another computer, I forgot. But basically it mentioned that Indiana Jones game and two others, and basically said, you know, those are okay, but this one looks fabulous. And I honestly was excited. It's first person action. It the way they actually no sorry let me rephrase that. So the developer company that is making this is called Machine Games, and Machine Games is the same developers that made their Wolfenstein reboot. And if anybody knows me, knows that I love Wolfenstein. Okay, I beat the shit out of the remake and the sequel to that. Okay, and sometimes I go back and I, you know, play it again, you know, just because it was just that good. Now, just based off of that, I am very excited for the Indiana Jones game. And if you see the clips of it and everything, it looks just like, basically, if you're playing Wolfenstein, it's first person. You obviously have Indy's whip where you like snap at people. You know, you're like traveling, and you're just, you know, they show clips from when he's at his school, when he's, you know, being his Professor Jones, and then you know, just seeing what he's going on all of these adventures. And it's just, it looks really fun. It looks really fun. And I'm actually excited, and I can't wait till it comes out, because I'm definitely gonna day one that game. That's the game that I feel like I should play day one, is that Indiana Jones game that's coming out. So I'm really
Yeah, it
excited.
looks pretty good.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I'm happy for Machine Games. I'm happy for the Indiana Jones series. It's supposed to, oh yeah, they did say timeline-wise, it's supposed to take place in between the first and the third movies. So yeah, do that as you will. They did use Harrison Ford's face for Indiana Jones, but it's not him voicing Indiana Jones. It's Troy Baker who's voicing him. And he did a really good job, because I honestly thought it was Harrison Ford. So, yeah, if you haven't watched the trailer, it looks really good. Yeah, that was basically just that's it for all the news that I had. How about you, Frank? You got anything at
I don't have
all?
any news. Started playing Alan Wake 2. That's about it.
How's that? Do you like it?
Yeah, so far so good. Really good. I'm having a good time.
Okay. Awesome. All right. So, we'll be right back, and then I'm gonna go over some free games that's available this week. And then also, I'm gonna shout out some people that we used to play Call of Duty with. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Hey guys, just want to give a quick shout out to Kitter Cat. She sells candles and wax melts. They are made of 100% all natural soy wax. It is a black woman owned and operated business. You can buy her candles at terran-made.com. That's terran-made.com. And we're back. All right. So before I mention all the free games, or rather games coming to your respective consoles for the month, I think Frank wanted to say something about a particular
Yeah,
game. Go
I
ahead, Frank.
forgot in the news section just now, something that just came out near the end of the cycle last week. RGG Studios, the developer behind the very well-received Yakuza series, as well as the Judgment and Lost Judgment games, as well as the Like a Dragon series, Like a Dragon, Yakuza Like a Dragon, and Infinite Wealth have released news that the new installment, Like a Dragon Infinite Wealth, the sequel to last year's hit, or a couple years ago, is putting New Game Plus behind a paywall. So what
Oof.
that means is the base game, you get new game, you get regular game, and that's all you get. But if you were to spend the 15 additional dollars and get the deluxe edition, you will then be able to unlock the coveted and much free everywhere else New Game Plus mode. This is huge back, like this is bringing huge backlash from everybody in the community because New Game Plus is always free. So like, what are you doing, RGG Studios? Why is this the choice? So like, in my opinion, this is them trying to drum up pre-order sales for the deluxe edition. However, the problem with that is, you didn't have to do that. This is a very scummy way of going about doing that, to get the sales for the deluxe edition. Like I'm sure that the fans would have gotten the deluxe edition if you offered more than just like two costumes and a job. But putting New Game Plus behind deluxe edition is probably the worst possible option you could have chosen. This is in bad faith to the community, and it's going to leave a big scummy mark on their otherwise pretty good track record up until now. So we'll see what happens. If they were like, honestly, if they're smart, they would do that. But we'll see what happens in the coming weeks, because it's supposed to release next week. So we'll see. So
Yeah, that's
no, this week. I'm sorry, the
Hello?
26th, so the Friday of this recording.
Okay. Wow. Yeah, that really sucks, 'cause I know the last game I remember doing that, but they straight up said they weren't doing it, was Assassin's Creed Valhalla. Which was really petty, 'cause it's like you already did that for the last two games, what's stopping you from doing it for this one? Like, they did it for Origins, they did it for Odyssey, like I don't understand why they didn't do it for Valhalla. Which, delayed my decision to even play the shit. So I was just like, all right, we'll see where it goes from here. But yeah, that's petty. They make you like pay for it? Like, that's crazy. They just getting greedier and greedier.
Capitalism is terrible.
Sure is. All right, so now we're gonna go to we're free games for the month. I'm gonna start with Steam, 'cause I normally don't mention Steam on this show, but that's only because Steam doesn't really I mean, they have sales like all the time, but not like they barely ever say when they have like free demos or even free games or anything like that. So I thought I'd just bring it up. So So just to let you know, all these games are just the demo version of these games, not the actual game, but that's still good because at least you can try them, when you get them. So, all right. So the free Steam games for this week, I think it's just the week or maybe the month. I could be wrong, but so it's Summoner's War, Raid Shadow Legends, Cat Search in the Wild West, Gravisha, Astro Hunter Zosma, and Airborne. So all those demos are free on Steam right now. Next, I'm gonna mention the PlayStation free games for February. So these will all be out February 1st. First is EA Sports UFC 4, Tiny Tina's Assault on Dragon Keep, a Wonderlands one-shot adventure for the PS4, both of those. And then exclusively for PlayStation 5 is Planet Coaster Console Edition. So you have until Monday, February 28th to download them, but they're all free February 1st. Next for Xbox, so the Xbox Game Pass games that are announced so far for February are Persona 3 Reload, Anushard, Play Up, I played that, it's actually kind of fun, and Open Roads. So those are get released weekly. So Persona 3 is available February 2nd, Anushard February 6th, Play Up February 15th, and Open Roads February 22nd. So those are all available on console. The first three
Dudes,
PC and yep.
this was last year's.
Wait, what? Which one? Oh, was it really?
Because I have all these. That's why this seems familiar
Oh shit.
to me.
Sorry, y'all.
Don't worry. I will tell you though, they just updated the PS Extra, and they did add Tiny Tina's for Dragon Keep. So if you did pick it up last year, for PS4, they're giving you the DLC upgrade for free this month on PS Extra. So there's
My bad, y'all.
that. And I'm gonna give you the rundown real quick. As of the 16th, the PS Extra game catalog added Tiny Tina's Wonderlands Next Level, Resident Evil 2 Remaster, Hard Space Shipbreaker, which is a physics-based like solving game, Lego City Undercover for the PS4, Just Cause 3 for the PS4, Session, Skate Sim for PS4 and 5, Shadow Tactics, Blade of the Shogun for PS4, Vampire the Masquerade for both, and Surviving the Aftermath are on the PS Extra platform. Just added as a 16th, and for PS Premium, the Big Money Super Edition, we get Rally Cross. For PS4 and 5, Star Wars Episode 1, The Phantom Menace for both consoles, the 30th Anniversary Collection for PS4, Street Fighter, Legend of Mana for PS4. So, in the release of the what's it called? Visions of Mana by Square, they have given us on the premium edition Legends of Mana, Secret of Mana,
Nice.
Two of the original Mana games for Square on the PS Premium. So if you have PlayStation Premium, those are the games available to you, and of course the extra version and titles as well.
Nice. So see, if you have a PlayStation and if you have a computer, you can try the Mana series before the new Xbox Visions of Mana comes out this year. So that's cool. Awesome. All right. So that's it for the free games for the month. So finally, I want to finally shout out the people that we've been playing against or with rather in Call of Duty. We actually stopped playing it because Call of Duty is greedy and they want to charge us the same shit for a full price again for Modern Warfare 3, and we're not gonna do that. So we're just not gonna do that. But anyway, these are the people that we have played with or played against. Shout out to y'all. First, Ryder's Glock. Next, Nub the Ruts. Backshots Barbara. Your mom's box. On my way to fuck your bitch with the leg up. And my personal favorite, 69 and Monkeys. Thank y'all so much. It's been so fun playing with y'all. Just wanted to shout that out to y'all. All right. You have anything you want to add, Frank? Anything at all?
Nah, I mean, that's pretty much it. I just started playing Alan Wake 2. I finished the Valhalla DLC. Well, I finished the story portion of the Valhalla DLC.
Okay.
It's still very good DLC. I'm working on the Phantom Liberty Cyberpunk DLC.
Nice.
Yeah, just kind of knocking stuff out. But I have nothing else to add.
Oh,
I'll report back next time.
I actually do have something to add. So I forgot about this. Okay. So far as like what we're playing with, right? Excuse me, what we're playing right now, is so because the GTA 6 trailer came out a couple of weeks ago, which I'm very excited by, I decided to go back and play GTA 5. I will say though, I have a confession to make. I actually never beat that game. I played it, but I never beat it. Like the main storyline, I never beat it. So I never knew what happened between the three of them. So I finally beat it the other day, and I did like the ending. I kind of wish there was a little bit more to it, but then once I realized that the game was probably like really long back in 2013, and it's 2024 now, so but anyway, it still holds up. I liked it. I wish there was a way that you could have kept the music updating, because it seems like they stopped doing it in like 2019, unless I didn't adjust my settings right. But it seems like the music, they stopped like letting you update it until like, yeah, like 2019 they stopped updating it. But
What
anyway,
ending did you get?
which one did, so the one where everybody lived, and you tossed that billionaire into the ocean in the trunk of his car.
Okay.
Yeah, so I got the one where everybody lived.
All right.
Yeah, so I didn't want to change like the other endings, because I actually like the three main characters, even though Trevor is like, oh, freaking gross. But yeah, I just want to say, oh, speaking of Trevor, okay, sorry, this is like tad bit off topic, but I just recently started rewatching Better Call Saul, and the actor that plays Trevor is in one of the episodes in like the first season, and I didn't realize it was him until I looked at him and I was listening to his voice. I was like, oh my God, it's Trevor. So just off topic. What I've been playing lately, so yeah, I said I beat GTA 5. What else have I been doing? Yeah, I obviously from the beginning of our episode I said I went back to try to play Age of Empires unsuccessfully. So there's that. Sims 4, two kits actually just came out on Tuesday. One where you can dress your teenager in golf clothes, and then another kit where you can build like castle estates. Not worth the money, but I got the hookup if anybody wants to play them. Yeah, I mean that's really it. I've been playing, yeah, just Age of Empires, going through that.
Allegedly have the hookup.
Yeah.
DM us for more information.
Yes. Yeah, I mean that's really it. I really don't have anything else to say. I mostly just been chilling, playing Sims 4 and yada yada yada. So yeah, that's basically it.
There any games you want us to talk about or look into or play? Let us know in the comments.
Yeah, I will promise you that I will give my full, unadulterated, unbiased review, okay? Even though I love RPGs and stuff, I'm not afraid to say that if an RPG sucks, I will say that it sucks on the show. I don't care. If I don't like it, I will say it sucks. Even if I love RPGs, it doesn't matter. If I don't like it, I will say it sucks. Just like I'm not a big fan of that many shooters, even though I play Call of Duty, I like Call of Duty. It just happens, So it doesn't matter. I'll try to keep it unbiased as possible. And yeah, that's basically it. So, all right. Thank you guys so much for listening. I'll try to come back to this at least next month instead of making it like a 2 month pause. Yeah, thank you so much for listening. We'll see you guys soon. Bye.
Later.
Oh, you know, man.